if it's locally owned.
It's Copper Road.
Organically grown.
It's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm.
It's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm.
It's Copper Road.
And it's time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. Now more than ever, local businesses need our support. When we spend it here, we keep it here. So keep it local, y'all. Join the Buy Local movement and learn more online at localstimulus.org or use the hashtag localstimulus on social media. Joined today on this Feel Free Friday by the mayor of Carborough, Lydia Lavelle. Mayor, how are you?
Good, good. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day weekend. It's a very different Memorial Day weekend than usual, unfortunately, but still nice weather and nice to not to start to finally get into summer, right?
Right, right. Nice weather. I mean, it does mark the kind of, I guess, entry into summer, although for all of us, it's just kind of like day after day after day of the same thing. But I am settling down more to a rhythm of really trying to take the weekend to kind of, you know, get some rest and rejuvenate and get ready for the next week. And in that spirit, then, you know, it's kind of a long one, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And of course, with some changes happening this weekend in Carborough and across the state, it'll be a little different than it has been.
One thing that I have noticed, and I haven't mentioned this on the show before, but it's been fascinating, is we'll go out, Brad and I will go get takeout from restaurants, and we'll talk with the folks who work there, and invariably they all say that, you know, they're doing okay, they're getting by, they're really relying on the bigger business on Friday and Saturday, which on the one hand sounds like a perfectly normal thing to say, and on the other hand, it's just so striking that even now that everyone around here is complaining about, oh man, all the days are running together, I have no idea what day it is. We still remember when it's Friday and Saturday to go get takeout from restaurants. We're still sticking with that tradition. I don't know why.
You know, we do. That's funny because even though, for example, my daily routine is so different, I don't go to town hall anymore. I don't go to the law school to teach anymore. I do all of this stuff from my room at home, right? But still, there is this rhythm that, ooh, Friday's the end of the week, and I get to enjoy myself and get to go out and pick up some takeout from somewhere in Carborough.
So we're moving into phase two. It's going to officially take effect at 5 o'clock, so we're not too far away. What is that going to mean for Carborough, and what is that going to mean for Orange County, and what should folks know?
Well, you know, I think the messaging that we're seeing come out from the state and the county and from our local jurisdictions, you know, that it's, you know, it's still safer at home, right? So the lifting of the stay-at-home order simply means that we're expanding into another area where we've been kind of, you know, held back from, I guess, the last several weeks. I do think our county, Aaron, and particularly Carborough, I do think that we have been really pretty cautious throughout these weeks, even into phase one. I know there's some trepidation about phase two. We all have it, you know. But I think in our community, you know, we have a real sense of awareness what this means. You know, it doesn't mean, you know, yay, COVID's over, we can get out and get crazy. You know, what it means is we have to figure out a way to be able to, you know, kind of go through our days, day by day, for the coming weeks, months, year, maybe years, you know, kind of a way to be able to kind of have business carry on as we wait for a vaccine when we won't have these restrictions in place. You know, of course, the really big deal, I think, with this phase, as I'm sure most people do, is the idea that restaurants can open up at 50% capacity or some kind of percentage, depending on how large the business is. And I know we've heard from, you know, a lot of folks, and including some of our local businesses, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to open their doors. Mm-hmm. You know, some are preferring to get by on the carry out and pick up situation that they have had thus far. Others, I think, are going to kind of, you know, try to see if this can work, see if customers will come. And those with outdoor seating, I think, are currently better situated for this. And as you know, we're trying to work on ways to make that expansion, make the outdoor seating available for, you know, many more restaurants that currently have it.
speaking with Carver Mayor Lydia Lavelle. And you're right, I was looking at a bunch of different restaurant sites earlier today around Orange County, because we're going to have a new page on our website, just a long list of restaurants in Orange County, and are they open, are they doing dine-in, are they doing takeout, curbside delivery, like what's available and what are the options. And the one thing that immediately struck me just from visiting the first like 10 or 15 websites and Facebook pages, not a whole lot of restaurants are going to be changing very much at all between yesterday and today. Still a few restaurants here and there are going to be doing dine-in, but the vast majority, it looks like, still will be holding off, at least for right now. What does that mean in terms of their ability to get by? We're heading into the summer, and this is going to be a thing for quite a while. So what are you hearing from businesses in terms of their kind of long-term sustainability, and what's the town doing to help?
Yeah, several thoughts come to mind in answer to your observations. One is, folks may have wanted to wait to see what parameters the governor came down with, mm-hmm. right? And as we know, on Wednesday, he came down with, some parameters that people were kind of aware of. I think they were issued out on Tuesday night, kind of in advance of Wednesday. But on the other hand, then businesses kind of needed to wait to see if we were going to have any local restrictions, which, we did do a couple of things to tighten up the governor's order. So there was probably some uncertainty, not just from businesses, but frankly from local leaders, until we heard what the governor did for sure on Wednesday. And so I think some folks were waiting for that. Some are still trying to secure the PPE, trying to really understand, what the distances are and how this might work. Many are waiting on what we're going to do in Carrboro, because as I mentioned, and I'll go into that in a little bit of detail if you'd like, we're trying to look at a variety of ways to help out our businesses, not just our restaurants, but our businesses, in efforts to try to bolster them economically. I think also restaurants and businesses were waiting to see what the university was going to do, mm-hmm. and to hear yesterday that they intend to bring students back in early August. While that seems really scary in a lot of ways, and it could change on a dime, what it does mean is that those folks will be back around and ordering food and picking up food and going out to eat, at least for a while in early August. And so that does give our restaurants kind of a date to kind of shoot for when they know that the number of customers might jump up.
Yeah, and say more about the town's supporting business initiative.
Yeah. So we had this survey, I think I mentioned this last week, mm-hmm. that we, Betsy Bertram, our interim economic development director, sent it out to lots of businesses in Carrboro. At the time we got this report on Tuesday, we had heard back from about 45 businesses, but she was still hearing back from more businesses and kind of keeping up with those as they came in. But, we heard from a variety, food and beverages, from food and beverages to every kind of industry you could think of. We heard from several different kind of businesses. Really, we were asking, how was your gross revenue? And, kind of no surprise there. And would their business benefit from more outdoor space to accommodate customers and clients? And just asking how long they thought their businesses might survive, how many employees they had, and what could the town do to support their business during this time. And so, interestingly, the only businesses I think that reported that they were up were bicycle and repair and retail. And, and I think that tracks the country, they're up actually 40% repair and retail, but every other business down anywhere really from 25% really to 90%, just kind of really staggering, if you will. But we asked for, I'm kind of jumping ahead here to the part of the report where we asked for suggestions. Of course, many businesses don't know how long they can survive. Some said maybe 2 to 3 months. Some said maybe 6 to 8 months. But it's all dependent on what's happening and the restrictions and whether they'll have customers or not. Suggestions from how the town could support the business community, helping them with PPE, helping with educational campaigns, making sure, of course, our town staff wear PPE, which we're going to be doing, modeling social distancing protocol, amplifying messaging, expediting our permitting and fee waiving of permitting for for outdoors, for food trucks, offering sidewalk sales. You know, kind of figuring out ways that we could return to days of sidewalk sales, having additional signage to beyond what is kind of allowed under current ordinances, to raise awareness of open status. You know, kind of making that like more visible, and then just looking for ways that we could relax the parking areas, not just our parking area, not just parking areas of the restaurants and businesses, but perhaps even into some public space, making sure we figure out a way to keep Carborough United to keep going. They're going to have to kind of move out of their lot sometime in the coming week or two. Maybe closing certain streets. Staff is looking into all this. A week from Tuesday, we're going to get a report back from staff on exactly what we can do. Just a lot of really good kind of suggestions along the lines of really flexibility and ways to try to market and support the business community. As you know, we also have had our emergency loan fund where we have supplied loans, grants to several Carborough businesses already. Our second round is currently underway, and actually as we speak, the committee is kind of going through the second round of applications, and we'll be making more awards to businesses or nonprofits in the town that need money.
And all of those suggestions that were made by various businesses, there generally support for those among town council members, staff members, things like that?
There absolutely is. And it also, because some of them are so easy really to do in this crazy time, waiving fees, expanding outdoor dining, doing social media campaigns, modeling good behavior. I don't think anyone on the council has any issue with any of that. The key is doing it in the places that work the best. And also, just kind of getting it done, getting it approved, talking it through. And hopefully after a week from Tuesday, we'll be able to move forward on some of those ideas.
Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarborough.org, the website for more information on town government, including the town council. And Mayor, you just mentioned modeling best practices in terms of wearing PPE and certainly social distancing going along with that. And I know that's something that the town council talked about at its meeting on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, we've had a lot of discussion about the pros and cons of whether to require face coverings or not of everyone in the town. And, thus far we've elected not to make it mandatory for folks. We feel like asking for that good behavior, we're already getting, 80-90% of people complying, where some places that have required it get a lot of pushback and anger about it, right? But, one thing we did do, I'm not sure if I've mentioned it yet, I think you have on your show, but that we did, I know the countywide ordinance is requiring employees of businesses that serve customers or clients to wear face coverings. And so we thought and here's the truth. I mean, most of them are doing it anyway, Aaron, right? But especially with restaurants opening up again, we think that behavior of having the folks who are working inside and who are actually serving folks, that kind of modeling, certainly I think in our community, would propel those that have been, maybe haven't worn their face coverings as much as they could or should to be urged even more to do so. We've had a, kind of a fun little campaign of us, all of us in various stages, different places in town with our face coverings on and just really trying to urge folks, hey, we do it. We should all do it. It's a way to look out for each other.
Other things that came out of the town council meeting this week?
Yeah, so we had, we had that discussion. We got our updates. We also had a discussion about and how we could enhance pedestrian and bicycle safety. We've had we had requests from various parts of town, talking about, wow, we have a lot more people out in the street, a lot more people walking, a lot more people biking. We found a few spots in town where they wanted us to put up some temporary stop sign measures or temporary signage to say, hey, slow down a whole lot because, there's a lot of traffic here. And we, our transportation planner, Zach Hollick, is looking into expanding signage throughout the town to kind of, highlight slow zones, ask people, part of the Walk With Me bicycle pedestrian safety program put out by the Department of Transportation, really trying to put those signage visibly all around town just to urge folks that are in cars, you know, to go very, very slowly, because the walkable, bikeable Carboro is even twice as much as it usually is right now. And really want to encourage people during this time to get out and about and you know, take advantage of this good weather. One of the topics we discussed on Tuesday night had to do with East Main Street, which is, you know, the part of East Main that's kind of in front of the Art Center and the Cat's Cradle. I think I had mentioned to you in the past that DOT this summer was supposed to resurface all of that and then restripe it in a way that would make bicycle traffic flow a little easier, a way that would increase pedestrian safety at different intersections along that stretch. And then with DOT's financial woes, we found out a couple weeks ago that they will not be able to resurface this summer after all. And at a recent transportation meeting, we actually even heard they're hoping it'll be next summer, but who knows? I mean, they're really in dire straits right now. And so we had a discussion on Tuesday night as to whether the board would be interested in hearing back from staff as to whether we could actually go forward and not resurface, but do some kind of restriping along there, almost kind of do that restriping work ahead of time so that when DOT does come through and resurface, they can kind of, they already know where all the lines will go and we'll already know how well it's working. So that's an example of one, another way that we discussed trying to increase our pedestrian and bicycle safety during this time that so many folks are out.
townofcarborough.org for more information on the town council and other town government news. Speaking with Carboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and as we wrap up, anything else going on in Carboro or in local government that folks ought to know about?
Yeah, one thing I wanted to mention was that this Tuesday night at our board meeting, we should hear from our town manager. He's going to be discussing the new budget, the upcoming budget. So that'll be revealed, I guess, if you will, to the public on Tuesday. He's met with all of us on and off over the last couple of weeks. Of course, had to kind of change things up quite a bit once the crisis hit, but that'll be on our agenda for Tuesday night. So folks will be able to see, you know, what our budget's going to look like for the upcoming year. The other thing on Tuesday, or really next week, I'm going to issue a proclamation. It's part of the U.S. Mayor's initiative on heat stroke, and it's really kind of a message to communicate to folks, you know, how careful we have to be about when we have children in a car with us and we leave a child in a car, and how quickly heart stroke deaths can even happen to children. Just kind of more of an awareness program as we enter these summer months, where the cars heat up really fast, you know, just don't, you know, kind of highlighting that, which is a really horrific thing that does happen, and making people aware of remembering how quickly a car heats up and to look out for the safety of children and young people that they might leave in a car when they're running in somewhere where they think they might be in quickly or otherwise.
Absolutely. And again, if you want more information about town government, head online and visit the website, townofcarborough.org. We'll have to wrap up there, but Carboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.